personal branding. Two words that don't seem to go together, but here we are in an era where everyone is an influencer to one degree or another. Roll your eyes if you want, but personal branding is an idea that's been around for 40 years. It'll probably be here for 40 more, if not longer. For multi-passionate creatives, personal branding can feel especially tricky. You wear many hats and have so many interests. How do you bring all these passions under one cohesive brand? How do you stay true to yourself without feeling like you're selling out? Today, we're exploring how to embrace your unique quirks and diverse interests while building a brand that resonates deeply with your audience. We'll dive into the paradox that is personal branding and why it's important to understand. We'll also look at how one multi-hyphenate developed a strong personal brand as a musician, author, and filmmaker. Cue that fancy intro music. It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started. Okay, now let's call out the paradox of personal branding, because personal implies individuality, authenticity, and all the messy, beautiful parts of being human. Branding, on the other hand, brings to mind corporate logos, marketing strategies, and polished images. You want to be true to yourself, embrace your passions, and let your free flag fly, and you also need to present a coherent and compelling image to your audience. One that resonates deeply with your raving fans. One that's integrity with who you are and what matters to you. So how do multi-passionate creatives with diverse interests and unique quirks navigate this? Here's the thing. Personal branding doesn't mean creating a flawless facade. Hallelujah! It's about embracing who you are, warts, sparkles, and all, as I like to say. It's about communicating that in a way that's both aligned with your values and attractive to your raving fans. So yes, personal branding might seem like an oxymoron, especially for multi-passionate types, but it's also an invitation to bring all your passions together and show the world what makes you, well, you. Building a strong personal brand makes you a magnet for better opportunities, ones that align with your passions, ones that help you feel successful instead of feeling like you're caught choosing between all the things you love all the time. You begin by embracing your multi-passionate nature, which we talked about in our last episode. As I said then, you don't have to monetize everything, nor should you probably. You're not going to have everyone singing lead at the same time. But before you can even decide who's in the band, you need to identify your core values and the specific interests that you want to be a part of your livelihood. Your values are the non-negotiables that define who you are and what you stand for. Your specific interests are only the ones that you want to consider as part of how you make a living. Everything else sings backup for your personal brand. So what do you want to be known for? What will your raving fans say that you stand for? Once you have clarity on those, it's easier to align everything else. Your values, your relevant interests, then you can present them as a cohesive whole that your raving fans can celebrate. You can keep all your thoughts in one place, too. Download our handy-dandy branding guide from our Rising Tide community. Point your browser to creativefreedomshow.com. Click on the Rising Tide link. It's free to join if you haven't already. Navigate to Season 8, Episode 8, and the branding guide is already there waiting for you. Think about your non-negotiables and your core values. What are they? How do they show up in your company and what you choose to do and not to do? Then list all your interests and passions without filtering. Write down everything you love to do. And it's okay if this takes some time. It's better to have as much clarity as you can before you jump ahead. Wishy-washy branding often comes out of confusion on this step. The more clear you can be on who you are, what you stand for, and what really matters to you and your company, the easier everything else becomes. Next, you'll want to identify the common themes or connections between everything that's going to be part of your livelihood. How do your interests complement each other? Music doesn't necessarily seem to complement my work as a business consultant at first blush, but when I couple that with my curiosity about what makes folks successful and my desire to make business fun, then it starts to make a little more sense. I create music parodies to help you remember important business concepts. I profile successful creatives to show you how to define and achieve success on your own terms. And I make music because I love making music. Music is a vehicle that helps set me apart from other coaches and consultants in the business world. Now, it's your turn. Determine how you can integrate these passions into a cohesive personal brand. What unique perspectives do you offer? And if you're looking for an example of a powerful personal brand, look no further than Questlove. Questlove, born Amir Khalib Thompson, has built a vibrant personal brand around his love for music, especially hip-hop. He's best known as the drummer and co-founder of The Roots, the house band for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Beyond music, Questlove has become a cultural ambassador through various media ventures. His books showcase his deep knowledge and passion about music. He's also made waves in film and TV. He won an Academy Award for his debut documentary, Summer of Soul, which was about the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. Questlove's passionate about education, too. He shares his insights on hip-hop's history in public talks, like Questlove's chat with Mark Lamont Hill, and with ventures like his own publishing imprint. He's shaping the future of music and culture. Questlove's brand is all about staying real, staying passionate, staying true to his musical roots, and making him a force to be reckoned with in every spotlight that he's in. Now, it's easy to get caught in overthinking this. If analysis paralysis has you stuck, talk with your trusted peers and mentors. How do they perceive your strengths and talents? Sometimes we're like fish swimming in the waters of our own talents. We can't see the water because it's all around us and moving through us. Likewise, you may not be able to see the very things that are as natural to you as breathing. That's where the voice of a trusted friend or a coach or a mentor can help. Don't let their answers run the show. Instead, take into account things they notice that you might have overlooked. The goal here is that your personal brand feels distinctive to you. While there may be other people in your industry doing similar things, there is no one else in the world that can compete with you and your approach because it's uniquely yours. Once you understand what's unique about you and your brand, people need to know. Sharing your brand stories are an important part of how your raving fans begin to fall in love with you and your company. A brand story can weave together your various passions into a cohesive narrative. Highlight the common themes and experiences that connect your interests and explain how they contribute to your overall brand. I'm passionate about music, performing, and defining and achieving success on your own terms. You'll hear me talk regularly about owning your dreams without selling your soul, I say at the end of every episode, because it's a core part of who I am and what I believe is possible for people. Questlove talks about being from Philly and how his love of music developed early. That Philly connection shows up in a lot of things, including his partnership to create the Questlove Philly cheesesteak. He only uses one supplier from Philly for his bread because, in his words, it's not a Philly cheesesteak without it. That's a brand story. What are yours? There are lots of brand stories that you can tell, and we'll cover more than a dozen different kinds of brand stories in a future episode. Today, though, let's talk about your origin story. Start by outlining your career path, including the significant milestones and challenges. How did you get here today? What happened along the way? Did anything stand in your path? If so, how did you overcome it? Or did you overcome it? Did it make you redirect? Pay particular attention to the pivotal experiences that shaped your career or your identity. Did a chance encounter or an illness or a key mentor or other personal figure change the entire trajectory of your career? Pivotal moments make great stories that your audience can relate to or identify with, which helps create harmonic resonance for your raving fans. You can create an origin story for you, for your company, or any offer that you bring to market just by answering those questions. Here's where it gets a little dangerous. You've got to be real and honest about your journey. Share personal stories that showcase your vulnerability and your growth, but only insofar as you feel safe doing so. Never share more than you're comfortable with. As raving fans, we're not asking you to open up a vein and bleed all over us. We just want something that lets us feel like we know you a little better than the rest of the world does. Questlove's favorite album is by the Scottish group The Average White Band. He also has a huge playlist of yacht rock, but you wouldn't know either of those things without being a fan because it's not part of his brand story. Questlove's brand is focused on Black culture, Black music, specifically the history of hip-hop and his role in curating and preserving that legacy. That's what we hear about in the media. That's what he's most known for. And those little glimpses into other tastes and influences help his raving fans get a bigger picture about who he is, a pop culture and music curator of all kinds. But you can't brand yourself as I like all kinds of music, because if you're for everyone, then you're for no one. Instead, those interests sing back up and make for interesting footnotes, while the roots, his focus on hip-hop and Black culture, they get to sing lead. Consistency is key. Questlove's branding is consistent across his music, his DJ sets, his social media. When you see his books, when you see him, you know immediately that it's Questlove. He has a distinctive style that's consistent across everything. As you're refining your personal brand, you'll likely need to develop a cohesive look and feel for your brand. My friend and colleague, Rachel K. Albers, I talk about her a lot. She uses a rainbow of colors in her brand palette. She even shows up in her rainbow robe in her online videos. When you see those colors, you know it's her. She even decorated her home office palace in those colors. But it's not just colors. A cohesive look and feel gives people a visceral understanding of who you are and what you're about. Here are two different images from my own brand evolution, Be Kind. In the first, I still had a young child and wanted people to see that fun-loving mom part of me. I was building my career around my family. And now that my kids are grown, that's not a priority anymore. I'm feeling a lot more rebellious and sassy, and I wanted that edge to show up in my branding and my marketing as well. So I tapped Kathy Friend to style me for my photo shoot. Then we turned those photos over to my longtime brand guardian, Tracy Lay, over at Digivisual Design, and she worked her magic on my brand collateral. That means my social media templates, new website, the whole nine. Can you tell the difference between these versions of my personal brand? Even though I'm in both of these images, they look and feel very different. With that evolution in look and feel, my audience has shifted too. That means my messaging has to adjust to speak more clearly to those right people. I used to work almost exclusively with early stage entrepreneurs, but since I wrote my last book, my audience has shifted. Now I'm talking to established entrepreneurs that know they need to be in a bigger spotlight, but they don't have the capacity or the strategy to get there. That's what I help them with. And that's why season 9 of Creative Freedom is going to feature more conversations about that very thing. I'm developing content with messaging that speaks to my right audience. As you grow and evolve, as your business grows and evolves, it's important to keep your brand updated and relevant. Consistency across your platforms will make your brand easily recognizable, and that's what brand's all about. If you're struggling to get started with that, I highly recommend Tracy's free email series and Renegade Brand Academy. I'm not an affiliate. I happily pay Tracy for her brilliance. She's been my brand guardian for about 10 years now, and she's worth every penny. You can learn more at snarkandmagic.com. But looks alone don't get it done. You got to combine the looks and the messaging into a strategy that works for how you're wired to work. That is the key. That's what I help people do. Your content should reflect the various aspects of your multi-passionate brand. Plan content that showcases your different interests while maintaining a consistent voice and a consistent message. Create content pillars that represent each of your areas of focus. Now, that doesn't mean that every passion needs to be a content pillar, but if you want to book gigs as a speaker, you should probably let people know. If you're a business consultant, you should probably let people know. If you've got a new offer, a concert, an event, you should be letting your right people know. And that's all content. That doesn't have to be a lot of content. You don't need to live on the content hamster wheel. Remember, you're not Gary Vee. Tell your stories, share your core values, engage with the community of faithful that you're developing. Questlove genuinely engages with his audience. He's built a loyal community that loves what he does and who he is. Content makes it easier for your audience to connect with you. Encourage comments, questions, and discussions on the things you want to be sharing more about. And be sure to acknowledge and appreciate your audience's support. Engaging with your audience builds trust and loyalty and turns followers into raving fans. Use your various platforms and interests to cross-promote your work. Showcase your many talents and reach a broader audience without having to work as hard. If you write a blog post about creativity, mention your upcoming music workshop. When Jimmy Fallon talks to the band during the Tonight Show, Questlove shares his other projects. He lets you know when the band is playing somewhere else. Get in the habit of integrating your different passions. Encourage your audience to engage with all aspects of your brand, or at least as many as they feel called to engage with. By showing your audience more than one side of your many facets, you give them a chance to deepen their relationship and become raving fans of what they love most about you. You can't show up all willy-nilly if you want to cement your brand in the minds of your raving fans. Now, I've been guilty of this myself, so I speak from experience. When you're all over the map, a confused mind says no, and then you've lost them. Your people want stability. They want consistent quality. They want to feel like they belong in your world. Otherwise, they never make it to raving fan status. After more than 30 years in the online world, I can honestly say that the brands that last are the ones who show up consistently, not the ones that show up the best or the most or the fastest or the slickest or the loudest, the ones that just keep showing up and doing their best to be consistent with their brand and their message to their right audience. Consistency and frequency are not the same thing. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Consistency and frequency are not the same thing. I said it before, I'm saying it again and again, because you don't have to be everywhere all the time to find the success that you deserve. Instead, it's about being recognizably you every time you're showing up, whether that's in an email or in person, at an event, on the media, or in social media. If people can recognize your brand when they see it in the wild, you're doing something right. If they can recognize it and feel great about it, you're doing a lot of things right, and if they tell their circle of influence, then you've done just about all you can do to develop a strong, memorable, and effective personal brand. Follow along in our branding guide, and you'll have even more brand clarity. In our next episode, we'll look at the fine art of crafting compelling brand stories. You'll get more than a dozen types of stories that you can use to draw in more of your right people. Sure hope we'll see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, see, I just said it again, come see what's shaking over creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to.